So, what are the rights then of a consumer? So, you as a consumer have these following rights, and these usually come underneath the Sale of Goods and Supply of Services Act 1980. So, goods must be of merchantable quality. So, they must be up to a certain standard, depending on the price that you've paid for a product. So, they must have a certain amount of standard on it, standard of quality. So, it must have merchantable quality. Goods must be fit for purpose. So, they must do as they are described to do. So, for example, if you boil a kettle, the water must be boiled. If you have a toaster, you must toast bread. So they must be fit for purpose. They must do what it says in the tin. They must be as described. So if you go into a shop and you've got a salesperson and they're describing a product for you, and then you bring it home and it's not what they described, well then you have a right to go back and return it. So goods must be as described. So if you buy a kettle and it says the type of kettle in it, the salesperson packs the wrong one, well then you have a right to go back and have it returned. And then goods must match a sample. So if you go in and buy a carpet from a sample and they delivered and they put down the wrong one, well then you have a right for it to be changed. So they must match the sample that you've agreed. So four rights: goods must be of merchantable quality, goods must be fit for purpose, goods must be as described, and goods must match the sample.